You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. We live in an increasingly global world, one where bilingualism carries many benefits. Research shows that bilinguals, especially those who have learned a second language before the age of six, demonstrate superior reading and writing skills, and that a foreign language comes naturally for children when they start at an early age. The Little PIM program is specifically designed to promote language learning for children from ages 0 to 6, the time when the brains are hardwired to learn up to three languages with ease. The program makes learning a foreign language easy and accessible to all kids with videos, books, flashcards, and CDs, and keeps kids entertained while inspiring in them a lifelong love of language learning. Julie Pimsler, who is the brainchild behind the brand, is here today to explain how she started the brand and how Little Pim has become a success today. Julia, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, likewise. So if you would, tell our listeners the history behind Little Pim and what inspired you to start the company.
I grew up in the language teaching business. My father was Dr. Paul Pimsler, who created the Pimsler method to help adults learn a foreign language really easily, especially before business travel. And when I grew up, I was fortunate enough to have grown up in bilingual in French and English, thanks to my father helping my brother and me to learn. And I always thought that was one of the greatest benefits that I had. I got access to so many opportunities because of being bilingual. I had scholarships to top schools. I was able to live and work in Paris for many years. And so it was no question that when my son was born about 10 years ago that I wanted to teach him French too and have those same great benefits. I was really surprised when I went out looking for a language teaching program and there was nothing on the market for very young children. As many people know, the age that kids learn best is 0 to 6. They're just like sponges for second languages at that young age. And it just seemed to me that this was a lost opportunity for so many parents to get their kids started at the right age. If you wait until kids go to school to learn a language, and many schools don't even start a second language until middle school, by then the brain is really not as receptive to language learning, and it's just a lot harder for the children to make headway in a second language.
What makes the Little PIM system different from all other products out there in the market?
Well, at the heart of the Little PIM method is our unique teaching system. It's called the Entertainment Immersion Method. And we are able to help children learn their first 360 words and phrases in a second language. It's a video-based method, so the kids get to watch it on a tablet or a smartphone or a TV, wherever it is that they usually watch media. And then the words that they learn in the video, and they learn with Little Pim the Panda. He's the teacher, so that's what makes it really, really fun for them. They watch him have adventures, and then they watch real kids doing everyday activities, and they're learning vocabulary that they can put to use right away. So it's apple and ball and banana and let's go to the park and all kinds of really useful kid-friendly vocabulary. Then the rest of our products, books, flashcards, games, apps, reinforce that learning. So they become really comfortable with their first, you know, close to 400 words. And you only need 500 words to be conversational in a second language. So it gets them pretty far along.
I would say so. And why is it so important in today's climate for parents to teach their kids a second language?
You know, parents are increasingly interested in having their children learn a second language. We have so many parents calling up and writing us saying, I didn't learn a second language and I really wish that I had, whether it's that they can't pursue career opportunities that would be open to them, maybe international sales or running an international division if they did speak a second language, or even just the way it enriches your life, that you have access to other cultures, to have international experiences. It's just one of the greatest things you can do for your children. And again, if you miss that early window, that 0 to 6, it's just never that easy for them again. So we actually don't have to do a lot of advertising around the importance of teaching a second language because parents have caught on to that and they're coming to us saying, you know, I get it, but how do I do it? How can I get started?
Do you think that the parent needs to also know the language that they are trying to teach their child?
We developed Little Pim so that any parent could be their child's first language tutor. That was a really important principle of ours. When I was teaching my son French, my husband doesn't speak any French, and my babysitter was with him a lot of the time since I was working. So it was important that the videos, which my son watched as well, be able to be really user-friendly for any adult. And so there's phonetic guidelines for every word that we teach. Also, the method itself is an immersion method. So the children are getting this great native accent just from watching the videos. The parent does not have to provide that. The parent is just reinforcing the learning through the flashcards and the books. And we also have a progress tracking app that parents can download for free from iTunes and see what their kids are learning. But that's one of the most important things to us, is that every parent should be able to be their child's first language tutor.
Excellent. Today we're joined by Julia Pimsler. She is the CEO and founder of Little Pim, the leading program for introducing young children to a second language at home here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Julia, what are some tips you have for families that want to utilize the holidays for learning, and is now a good time as any to start the program?
You know, this is a terrific time to be learning a second language because, you know, it's getting colder in many parts of the country. We're spending more time at home. And it's a good time to be pointing out to your children things right in your own home that are foreign language words that they may have learned, whether it's kitchen or oven. Maybe you're baking holiday cookies. And while you're doing that, you're teaching the words for milk. You know, if it's French, it's le lait. And you have to break the eggs, les œufs. All these terms are in the Little Pim videos and in our flashcards and books, so parents can immediately make that connection between what they're learning in the system and fun holiday activities like baking and spending time with family. The other thing that's great is that you have stories of kids celebrating the holidays around the world. It's a wonderful opportunity to introduce them to global issues like what are kids doing in Brazil at this time, and what are kids doing in Spain, and help expand their world beyond just here in the U.S. We just came out with a holiday ebook. That's one of our new products, and it's Little Pim's adventures around the world. He goes to visit his friends in other countries and find out how they're celebrating the holidays, and of course teaches you some foreign language words along the way. He goes to Brazil, Mexico, China, and France. And that can be found in iTunes. It can be downloaded for the Kindle, and it's also in the LeapFrog store.
You gotta love it. You're certainly covering the bases in all regards. Are there any new products that have been developed this year, or are there any in the works for next year?
Well, we like to come out with a new language every year. We have 12 languages, and we just came out with Korean. That's our newest language. Our best sellers are still Spanish, Chinese, and French, and then we have, you know, Italian and Russian and German, just about every language that a parent would want to teach their child, or a grandparent for that matter. It's a very popular holiday gift, as you can imagine. And parents really like to watch with their kids and make it a family activity. Sometimes mom wants to brush up on her high school or college Spanish, or, you know, just everybody learning together. It's a lot more fun when you do those activities together. And it messages to your children that it's actually something important when you sit down and watch with them and help them learn. And, you know, they can start super young, Eric. We have kids who are 2 years old starting to learn a second language right alongside English. There's no confusion there. Kids are hardwired to learn up to 3 languages without any confusion if you start before the age of 6. And we actually have a really cute video gallery on our website where we've uploaded videos of kids speaking their first words. So I would encourage people to check that out if they want to see Little Pim in action.
What can you say to parents or children who might be a little reluctant or hesitant to learn a second language, thinking it may be too difficult?
Well, we like to tell parents that even if their children don't become bilingual, there's so many benefits to just exposing your child to a second language. It's an opportunity to teach them about other countries and help them become a more global citizen. You mentioned at the beginning that we're living in an increasingly global world, and I think we all see evidence of that everywhere, in business, in daily life, in the makeup of the American population. So helping children to understand that they're part of a global world is really important and a great side benefit of introducing a second language, even if they don't become fluent. The other reason to get started is that it's a great brain booster. The part of the brain that works on learning a second language is called the executive functions, and it's the same part of the brain that deals with memory, multitasking, analytic skills, all the things we associate with intelligence. So you're really giving your child a huge brain booster and a leg up in school when you introduce them to Spanish, French, Chinese, the language of your choice, but just get them started. They also will have a better accent if they start young. So those are some of the reasons.
Good reasons. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Little Pym online.
You can find our entire series and a lot of the scientific research that I've mentioned on our website at littlepym.com. We're also in Toys R Us nationwide and in Barnes & Noble and about 1,000 book, toy, and gift stores around the country. So you can go down to your local toy store and see if they have it there, too. We love to hear from parents, so, you know, we always encourage people to write in. We have our customer service is available throughout the day, and we love to answer questions people have about language learning. So don't be shy. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, Julia, certainly has been a privilege to have had you, and thanks for joining us briefly here on Enterprise Radio.
Merci bien. Thank you so much, Eric, and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Janata, we've been speaking with Julia Pimsler, CEO and founder of Little Pym, the leading program for introducing young children to a second language at home. And once again, the website of reference is littlepym.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.